Today, my guest, Lindsay, from the Purpose, Profits, and Pixie Dust podcast, is going to share with you some tips to help you level up your business and create some systems that will make you more productive. Let's get into it. Welcome to the OTW Show. I'm your host, Paul Gatter, and this is the show where I'm going to help you get on the way to creating that lifestyle that you want to lead by leveling up your business. The lifestyle we created prioritized travel. We took our daughter to Disney World over 42 times, have traveled around the world, over a dozen cruises, and really enjoyed making memories together as a family. And we did that while working full-time jobs, creating a business on the side, working lots of side hustles, and then being able to retire and do this full-time after working in state government for 25 years. And what I'll help you with this show, take action and really level up your business and create that life that you want to lead. Our guest today is Lindsay Dollinger. She is the host of the Purpose, Profits, and Pixie Dust podcast, and she's the creator of the Confident and Ambitious Mastermind. She's a rescue dog mama, a Disney lover, which we've bonded over, and she has been a Spanish teacher for the last 15 years, growing that business while working as a teacher. She started growing her business and doing this entrepreneur thing in 2016. And she now helps women with productivity and strategy to grow their business with a little pixie dust throw in. So I'm really excited for you to hear from her. And I hope you enjoy this interview and take some action from what she says today. So here's my guest, Lindsay. All right. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with us. Let's start off and just introduce yourself and tell everybody, you know, kind of what you do.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Paul. I'm so excited to be on the show today. My name is Lindsay Dollinger. I'm a business coach for women specifically looking to create better systems and strategies and be more productive in their businesses that they are growing with a little bit of magic thrown in. So I love adding in the Disney branding, the Disney, mentality, systems, all those things into my business as well. And yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I know we got connected because of the Disney piece, but mm-hmm. how did you move into doing this kind of thing and helping women and level up their businesses and do these kind of things? I know this isn't where you started, right?
No. Yeah. So I started in network marketing and I grew my network marketing business to the top less than 1%. I really loved it. I was like in my groove, but something didn't quite feel aligned. And I was working with a coach at that time, which is one of the things that I think everyone needs to have, a coach and or a mentor and a mastermind group, if possible, to bounce ideas off of, where you can really be honest and very self-aware and like, hey, like this should be very fulfilling to me. This should be lighting me up, but something is missing. And so as I worked through that, and no one ever actually said this to me. They let me figure it out on my own, which I think is really important. But I realized that the thing that I really loved about my business was coaching women and helping other women grow their businesses. Like I really loved the business strategy side of things. I loved creating content. I loved building a brand. I loved getting creative around ways that I was doing things in my business that were different than other network marketers. And I didn't so much love the products. I loved the products, but I didn't so much love having to promote just the products, if that makes sense. So I realized that it was time for me to pivot out of network marketing into doing my own thing, which was really scary, but also extremely exciting because I was finally doing something that actually fully lit me up. And then over time, I was already sharing so much about Disney from trips I was going on, things that I had learned, business strategies, that it was very naturally integrating itself into my brand. So that's when I added it in and rebranded my podcast from, it used to be the Social Selling Sisterhood, mainly for women in network marketing. And now it's the Purpose, Profits, and Pixie Dust podcast. Too many P's there. And so, you know, it's just been very, very natural. And I think that's one of the things that I would encourage you listening is just to trust your gut, trust your instinct. If you want to try something in your business, add it in and see what happens.
And I don't know if you remember talking about this, but I remember talking to you at Momentum. And one of the things I found that you kind of did unique and made me kind of change the way I was thinking is, you know, I was like, oh, maybe I want to start posting some travel. And I remember you talking about how you kind of do it all, whether it's travel, business, whatever, you kind of do it all in your profiles. You don't separate those businesses out. And talk a little bit about that and what your thought process was on that.
Yeah. So adding all of that in to my branding as I have built my personal brand over the years and just being really honest about who I am has allowed me to attract my ideal client. So the women that work with me usually are women who either already travel or they want to travel more. A lot of them really love Disney. Not all of them. I'm always shocked when I'm on the call with a client and they're like, I'm not a real big Disney fan, or I've been there once. And I'm like, what? How'd you get in my world? But you know, I really find that it's just these different pieces of your personality, all that makes up your life. And it really does allow you to connect with people on a whole different level. And it was hard for me to not share those things. So for example, like I was just in Italy and Greece for almost the entire month of June. And I wanted to post about that trip while I was away. So I still had content up scheduled, you know, my podcast still ran, my email still went out, all of that. But I was also posting about, you know, this was my experience today on cobblestone in a wheelchair because I had an accident. So I was in a wheelchair and, you know, sharing those pieces. And you wouldn't believe the amount of connection, but, you know, conversation that comes out of that with people. And then those are the people who end up referring you to their friends or end up joining your offers because they feel so connected and know you very well. So, yeah, I used to try to keep all that stuff separate. But it's so much easier to put it all together, in my opinion.
Yeah, I totally agree. And one of the things I want to do with this show is just show people that they can achieve that life that they're dreaming about, whether it's creating that life for travel or, you know, freeing up time just to be able to maybe go and play golf every weekend, whatever it is. Yeah. You can do that. And sometimes it's not as hard or far off as it may seem. Which one of the things, you know, I know you've worked with a lot of women. What is some of the things that you've seen that have stopped women from really stepping out and taking that step? I've talked to even some of the clients I've talked to. It seems like there's so many people that are hesitant to make that step. What are you seeing that are stopping people from really starting their business and putting themselves out there?
Well, I think one thing is for us as entrepreneurs, we are in this like community now, this special club of entrepreneurs where we follow each other. So it doesn't seem odd to us that people are doing what we're doing. But in the very beginning, if you are not surrounded by a community, by people like Paul, following me, you know, following these people who are going after their dreams and doing something different than the status quo, it can be really scary and intimidating because, you know, society has always said, or, you know, at least I didn't grow up in a family of entrepreneurs myself. So even to this day, my dad is very much like, you know, you will be a teacher until you are 65 and retire, and you will have, you know, a set retirement. And it's just, it's very hard to break out of that mold. You have to be a very strong person to do that. And to be able to tell, you know, your friends and family, like, hey, I'm doing something different. This is what I'm going after. I would appreciate your support. But if something happens and I do have to go back to a 9-to-5, then I do have to go back to a 9-to-5. And so I think just allowing yourself to surround yourself with people who are putting themselves out there and doing those things and living the life the way they want to live it, whether that is a 9-to-5, that's great. And you have a side hustle or you're going all in on your side hustle, that's great too. So I think that has been the biggest thing for me when I'm having those conversations with people is just putting that belief in them that like, yes, you can do it. Yes, there are other people who are doing it. Let's find other people who are doing it and who have done it. Because if someone has done it, then you can do it, right? That's always kind of been my motto. If someone has put themselves out there and built a business that is 6, 7, 8 figures, why can't I? So why can't you do that too?
Yeah, I love that. And stepping out and doing your side hustle and making it a full-time, it doesn't mean that's your entire life. You can have seasons. It doesn't mean you're going to be stuck in this forever. Maybe you do go back to teaching or maybe you do take another job, but at least try some things. Yeah, I love that. That's great. So what is it what are you working toward? What is your, I know you've got another little project that you've been, that you can talk about that too, but what is it that you're kind of building this life for yourself? What is it that you're hoping to achieve?
Oh, that's such a good question. And honestly, my answer to this question does change from time to time, but for me, I went to school to be a teacher. I am still a classroom high school Spanish teacher. And it took a lot for me to be able to step into the identity of being a business coach. And one of my business coaches actually had to point it out to me. She said, Lindsay, you're still teaching. It's just, you're teaching in a different capacity. You're teaching different things and it's in a different way. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so right. Because I was really struggling with, like, I've always been a teacher my entire life. I can't leave the classroom. But yes, you can, because your classroom just looks different now. So, you know, currently my big goal for the next, I don't know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years is to be a full-time entrepreneur. You know, I want to be on stages and be a keynote speaker. I really want to inspire women to do what lights them up and to live the life of their dreams in whatever way that takes place. So I have a membership. I love talking to women in that because it really makes sense for me, you know, right now with my time to have a membership, to have a mastermind. But eventually I want to write a book and, you know, be a keynote speaker and really go all in on the business in a really, really big way to create big impact. And then, yes, I have another little side project that you're involved with that is getting started this year. And that's why I'm just really keeping open to what those possibilities are. I know that there is more out there and just keeping an open mind with, I'm okay with wherever my path takes me as long as it lights me up and I'm doing something that I'm passionate about.
Love it. Now, I want to talk about some things people can do that can take action to get moving. And you've already said one, and I want to make sure that we don't kind of brush over that. I want people to hear it. You've mentioned it a couple of times, and that is finding a business coach, whether it's one of us or somebody else, and getting a mastermind. I know the first coach I ever worked with was Lou Mangiello, who was kind of how we met. And yeah, it completely changed, not just changed my business, but changed my whole way of thinking by putting myself out there more and having somebody that has been there and done some of this to bounce ideas off of and that, you know, kind of already knows what you're thinking. So that, I know that's a great tip. And if you're out there and you kind of are stuck, having a business coach and a mastermind can really, really help. It really helps everything. But what are some other things that you've seen in what you've been doing in coaching that are some things people can do to take action right now to really help themselves in their business?
Yeah. So I think the first thing, and it sounds so cliche and also so easy, and it is, but a lot of us skip this, is to have a plan. So a plan for, you know, you just asked me my big goals. And I was actually just doing a training this morning where I talked about how I love to plan. And I like to have a 5-year plan, and then I break it down and make it a 3-year plan, a 1-year plan, break the 1 year into a quarter, break the quarter into 3 monthly plans. And, you know, these can change all the time, and they most likely will, because you're going to grow and evolve. But have that plan, have these outcomes that you want to work toward and achieve so that you can make sure that everything that you're saying yes to right now is directing yourself toward those outcomes. Because if not, then you get to say no, or you get to say not right now, and you get to put those opportunities into your parking lot list. I like a little parking lot list where I can list everything that's a not right now. But it really helps keep me focused on the plan, not spend time doing things like I get in squirrel mode a lot. I'm like, ooh, a new piece of software. Ooh, something new I can, you know, learn and do. And those things are great and they have their place for sure. But I want to make sure that, like, I'm always going toward my North Star. What is my goal? What am I going to do to get there? And then once you really have those set plans, you're able to sit down in the morning when you open up your laptop to work, no matter where you're at, and you know what you get to do for the day. So the planning piece is a piece that I think so many people skip over, or they don't really take seriously. And then when they sit down to work, they get overwhelmed. They work on stuff that's not actually an income producing activity. And, you know, it spirals from there. So find a planning system that works for you. I really love Trello. I know a lot of people like Asana, ClickUp, Notion. Try them out, pick one, stick with it. Paul, which one do you use? Are you a ClickUp guy?
No, I'm Asana. And
oh, okay.
I love to-do lists and I live off of my to-do list. My issue is I put too much in them. Mm. And so then when I sit down in the morning, if I haven't done a good job of organizing and getting ready for the week, like this morning, I sat down, and my Asana for today was 60 something tasks. And I'm not going to, you're never going to accomplish that many, right?
No.
So that's one of the things I'm struggling with, is trying to find a way to capture ideas and that parking lot and put them somewhere else, whether it's another place in Asana or some other program, to keep them off of my to-do list. And I know you're real big on productivity and systems so maybe I need your help with that.
Well, I have my parking lot list next to my to-do list for the day, and then I just drag things off of there And I have like 3 to 5 things on my to-do list to get done for that day. And then if I get those done, then I go back to the parking list and grab more. Parking lot list. Gosh, I can't talk today. Sorry. And that's been my way that I do it. But I also, I mean, we're all human. I have days where I show up and I'm like, this one doesn't sound like fun, but this one does. So I'm going to do this one first. So I think there's definitely a discipline piece of this too, that you get to be really self-aware on. If you find yourself constantly skipping some of those tasks, that at some point we got to be like, okay, why am I skipping this? Like, what's actually going on here? You know, do I need to hire someone to help me with this? Is it because I need, you know, help with it? Like, I need to talk to someone about my email marketing because it overwhelms me. Or is it just like, come on, girl, like, you got to buckle up and let's go. Let's get this done.
And, you know, having a business coach was one of the first things that Lou really pushed me hard on is, are there tasks that you're not doing? Are there tasks that you're spending too much time on? What can you outsource? What can you get off your plate so that you can focus on what you just said, revenue producing activities? It's so big. Yep. And it does make, I mean, we were just talking about, the graphics for the show. I could have done that. Right. I mean, I knew Photoshop, but yeah, I just sent that out to Fiverr, paid somebody $20 and it was done. It's some of it does take an investment, but it does free you up to do so much. I'm really bad about squirrel. I mean, I got off on a probably hour and a half project this morning that I really didn't plan on doing. But it had to get done. There was a problem on the website and it required me to do a whole bunch of stuff, but it's one of the things, it has to get done. So might as well do it now. Productivity is huge. Are there other things you're seeing though in your coaching that, another quick tip that you think can help people to really take action today?
Yeah. So along the lines of planning, not just your business plan, but I would love to encourage you to create a visibility plan. And this is something that I didn't really create until honestly, probably this year. I thought about it. I thought about pieces of it, but I didn't really sit down and get strategic with this. So what I mean about a visibility plan is, how are you going to be seen by people? And just social media for me is not a visibility plan because, you know, everyone can have social media. Social media is great, but the plan for me includes, yes, creating content on social media, but it also includes, you know, being a guest on podcasts or being a collaborator with someone else in a live on Facebook. And when I'm thinking about these things also, I'm also thinking, and this is like maybe a step two tip, but ways that you can also then repurpose this content, because one, it saves you time, and two, it saves you a heck of a lot of energy. So, you know, reusing some of the stuff that you are creating. But going back to that visibility plan, you know, how are you going to get your freebies, your free resources that you created, your lead magnets seen by other people? And getting really creative in this. So some ways I've done it, I've been a speaker in summits, podcast guest speaking, like right now. I've been a contributor in free bundles. I have hosted my own free workshops. And when I do these things myself, I make sure that I have, you know, a marketing plan set up where I have some clients who are going to share it out for me. I share it out in groups. So I get strategic in trying to share it in all the places that I can, because we don't want to be the best kept secret. No one wants to be the best kept secret. So yes, while we can rely on social media for some of that organic, you know, push and reach to new people, we also get to set up a plan on, okay, how are you really going to take control of your visibility, of your publicity, and get your name out there as the expert in what you're doing?
Yeah, I saw a guest on Jeff C's show recently talked about that. And she was talking about people who create courses or mastermind groups or memberships, whatever. You spend all this time putting it together, but unless you've built a system to sell it, to promote it, then it's really worthless. And I think that is so important. And as I'm working on some of my next courses, I'm trying now to think about, you know, how am I going to position this? What is it? How am I going to offer this? It's important. I like the visibility plan. That's a good way of putting a spin on it. I love that. That's good.
Well, thank you. And cool. I think so many people wait until we're actually launching, and then we go through a launch and we don't have the numbers that we wanted, and we think our product is bad, but it's not. It's just that you haven't taken the time to really get in front of the right people to buy that product.
Yeah. All right. So how can people, if they're watching right now and they want to get involved with you, if there's a woman out there that's saying, I'm ready, I need a business coach, how can people get in contact with you? How can they work with you?
Yeah. So if you go to lindseydollinger.com, you can find all of the ways you can work with me there. I have some awesome freebies to get you started. I have a membership right now that's only $22 a month. You can hop in. I just did a content creation planning training in there this morning. So that's all kinds of fun. And also a little bit of Disney themed. So if you're a Disney person, you can find that. And then my Confident and Ambitious Mastermind for the next, I run it like school year style. So it starts in August. So depending on when this airs, you will be able to either join the wait list or you'll be able to hop in and you can work with me in a much more hands-on, we're diving deep in your business. We're going to make some big moves this year. Ways.
Love it. Awesome. Thank you so much. This should go out soon. I'm trying now to batch up some things because I am heading out of town for a while. We're just gone for a month. I'm not going to be gone. I'm only going to be gone maybe 2 weeks. So, but yeah,
still, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Paul. I loved it.